part 15, so we talk about verse 15. Ephesians 1:15. This is from King James Version Bible. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. Now, I know it's kind of a bit cut off because it's like we're supposed to keep on reading here, verse 16. How many of you know that you cannot eat the whole steak with one big bite? You got to cut it into small pieces in order for you to be able to chew on it and get the juice out of it. So even though it's a bit cut off, it's like the sentence is cut off, but it's still, I want you to look at this word here. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. Notice, faith and love, they always go together. It says, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. So, you know, how do you express your love unto the Lord Jesus? It's by having faith in Him. Did you see that?
Yes.
But how do you have love towards all the saints? By you expressing your faith in love towards your neighbor. That's why faith and love, they go hand in hand. You cannot separate faith and love. So if you hear messages that give you a lot of faith, but it is separated from the love of God, that likely will give you only half the benefit. It will not give you the full benefits, because the true faith will always express itself in love. That is what the Word of God is saying. That's why the word faith and love here cannot be separated. And just for your own deep Bible study, in case for those Bible scholars who love to study the Bible deeper, the word love there in Ephesians is not there. That love does not exist in the original writing of Apostle Paul. In case you wonder, well, how come, Pastor, you said faith and love, but love doesn't exist here in this verse? Well, Philemon 1:5, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. Want enough proof? Colossians 1:4, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints. In the mouth of two witnesses, a testimony is confirmed. I just shown to you, even though the word love doesn't exist in Ephesians 1:15, it just says faith. But I've proven you from cross-reference in Philemon 1:5 and Colossians 1:4, at least two other verses always bring faith and love together. Which means that in the book of Ephesians, specifically the word love in there, is already included in faith, because faith and love cannot be separated. What does it mean to have faith in the Lord Jesus? Galatians 5:6. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. One more time. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Okay? Now, let's read that from the Amplified Bible Classic Edition. For if we are in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith activated and energized and expressed and working through love. Do you like that?
Yes.
Wow. It says, for if we are in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith activated and energized and expressed and working through love. This is not restricted to Christians don't need circumcision. It's about, hey, men, women, you don't have to live under law. That's the whole point. This is not about circumcision here. This is about, are you going to be living under the curse of the law? Or are you going to be having faith in Jesus as your righteousness so that you can be blessed with the blessing of Abraham, beloved of God? You are declared righteous just as if you are Jesus Himself, apart from the law. That is the good news.
Amen.
That caused the religious Pharisees to pick up the stones to try to stone Apostle Paul. They say, that's a blasphemy.
Mm-hmm.
How can you tell all of my religious things? They count for nothing. Absolutely, they count for nothing. Because when you try to be righteous with God by establishing your own system of righteousness, apart from the only righteousness that matters in the eyes of God, the righteousness by the blood of His Son, then you have been cut off from Christ, and Christ has become no effect in your life. You have fallen from grace. You have been cut off as if the healing virtues of Christ cannot flow in your body, and you cannot receive your healing manifestation because you still think that you are righteous today by keeping the law. Man, I'm preaching this strongly because that is preaching the truth in love. That is the heart love of God. To believe in my Son is not just making a simple prayer, "Oh Lord, come into my life, be my Lord and my Savior." To believe in my Son is to believe every single day of your life that He is your only bread, that He is your only sustenance, that my Son, Jesus Christ, because of His blood, is the only basis today that you are righteous today. So why should you not be healed, even though you may not have done everything perfectly? So receive your healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone under the sound of my voice, be healed. There is no reason why you should suffer anymore, because Jesus had already suffered on your behalf, and He has taken all of your sicknesses and pain. We no longer need the schoolmaster of the law anymore. You are now a son, and you are the heir of God. So live in the true freedom from this yoke of bondage. Do not be yoked again by the yoke of slavery. Whatever law in your mind, even the law of your own making, unless I pray X number of hours today, unless I do this, and then I cannot receive my breakthrough, blah, blah, blah. God says, receive your healing right now. Yeah. Why not now? Why not receive your healing instantaneously right now? In the name of Jesus, everyone under the sound of my voice, now is the day of your salvation. Now is the day of the restoration of your health. Now is the day that all of the problems in your ears are gone in the name of Jesus. Now is the time all problems in your eyes totally gone supernaturally. Now in the name of Jesus, all cancer cells are dissolved out of your system in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, now all viruses, coronaviruses or whatever, in the name of Jesus, all that viruses are destroyed in the name of Jesus. I know viruses cannot be killed, but viruses can be destroyed completely by the sound of my words in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking the truth in love, because you are now righteous apart from the law simply because you believe in the Lord Jesus. That, beloved of God, is what it means to have faith in the Lord Jesus. It's not about, well, I'm a Christian. You know, I go to the church with my mom when I was a little kid. Of course I'm a Christian. I rely on my mom's faith to be a Christian. No, to be a Christian is a personal relationship. It is something where you have to give your life. You cannot rely on your grandmother's faith. You cannot rely on your dad's faith. Well, my dad is a pastor, then, you know, I'm automatically a Christian. No, beloved of God, you've got to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ for Christ to be of full effect in your life. You cannot rely on natural means in order to live in this world. In order for you to thrive in this world, you've got to rely on the Holy Spirit, who is supernatural, and that comes by a personal relationship, a personal faith in the Lord Jesus. Amen. Wow, that is amazing. God is good all the time, and all the time God is so good. Now I'm going to read the whole context of Galatians 5 verse 4 to 6. This is from the Amplified Bible Classic Edition. If you seek to be justified and declared righteous and to be given a right standing with God through the law, you are brought to nothing and so separated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace, from God's gracious favor and unmerited blessing. For we, not relying on the law, but through the Holy Spirit's help, by faith, anticipate and wait for the blessing and good for which our righteousness and right standing with God causes us to hope. For if we are in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith activated and energized and expressed and working through love. Oh, okay, this is what your body really needs. So I'm going to read it one more time. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. If you seek to be justified and declared righteous and to be given a right standing with God through the law, you are brought to nothing. And so separated from Christ, you have fallen away from grace, from God's gracious favor and unmerited blessing. For we, not relying on the law, but through the Holy Spirit's help, by faith, anticipate and wait for the blessing and good for which our righteousness and right standing with God causes us to hope. For if we are in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith activated and energized and expressed and working through love. Activated, energized, expressed, working through love. Do you feel like your faith is not activated? Do you feel like your faith is not energized to produce the results that you're looking for? Do you feel that your faith, okay, is not expressed or working accordingly? Then make sure that faith worketh through love. Make sure you hear the gospel that is full of faith and love of Jesus Christ for you. Not your love for God, but your love for God as the result of His love for you that activates your faith, and then you are healed without even realizing, because His love is so amazing. His love is so beyond just emotional mushy-mushy. The love of Christ will heal your body.
Amen.
It is so powerful that Apostle Paul says, there remains only faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love, agape, not man's love. It's God's kind of love. Agape is the God's kind of love that comes as you hear and hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, where your faith is built up more and more, not in yourself, in your own performance, in your own law keeping, but in the Lord Jesus Christ, that will cause once again your faith to be activated, your faith to be energized, your faith to be expressed and working so mightily. You don't worry about healing. You don't worry about your paychecks. You don't worry about your tuition money. You don't worry about your future. You don't worry about coronavirus. You don't worry about nothing. All that occupies your mind is the love of Jesus, the love of your Heavenly Father, the love of your Holy Spirit. And you are so smeared with the oil of the Holy Spirit that the fire cannot be quenched. And as the result, all that cancer cells is burned. All that virus is destroyed to such an extent, beloved of God. The faith is activated. The faith is energized. The faith is expressed. And the faith is working. It's no longer, why is my faith not working? The question is no longer about that. The question is, have you been faithing in the Lord Jesus by hearing and hearing the message that gives you the agape love of Christ, where Jesus shed His blood at the cross because of you? And the love of God is so personal that if you were the only person on the face of the earth, Jesus would still come and die for you at the cross, whether you are a Jew or you are a Gentile. It does not matter. Jesus would still come and die for you, where He would shed His blood just for you. You've got to know the agape love of Christ, because that's how your faith, the Bible says, is activated. That is how your faith is energized. That is how your faith is exercise. That is how your faith is expressed. That is how your faith is working. Do you feel like, Pastor, how come I pray so many times about this problem? It seems like my faith is not working. Beloved of God, I just want to let you know, the Lord loves you. and the Lord cares about you. Beyond just obtaining more and more revelation is to really having that intimate moments with the Lord in such a way that even though during this difficult time, sometimes it's easy for a person to feel lonely because they have to stay at home. Okay? But when you have the agape love of Christ, where God is always with you,
yes,
loving you,
yes,
caring for you,
yes,
with the eyes that watching over you like no human can, and loves you like a good shepherd, like a good father, like a good nurse who cherishes her baby.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're enveloped in this love that is beyond understanding, like a warm blanket for your soul, beloved of God, we don't even talk about how big of your faith anymore. We don't even talk about do you still have unbelief or doubts or fear, because those unbelief and doubts and fear, they are just non-existent in the environment where love of Christ thrives. Do you understand? So beloved of God, I just like to close from 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13. This is the last verse. Hold fast the form or pattern of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Do you see the pattern here? Faith and love. Faith and love. Faith and love. It's like God is saying, right, make sure when you're hearing the gospel, not all so-called gospel that you hear are necessarily the gospel. Make sure it's not another gospel. Make sure it's not another Jesus. Make sure it's the same gospel that Apostle Paul preached. Make sure it's the same Jesus who loves you, right? Abundantly, such that I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither height nor depth, neither principalities can separate me from the love of Christ. Remember? That was given to Apostle Paul, Romans 8, right? Make sure it's the Jesus that Apostle Paul preached. Make sure it's the gospel that Apostle Paul preached. Because the Bible says here, remember, 2 Timothy is written by Apostle Paul, written to the young pastor Timothy. So Apostle Paul is saying here to the young pastor, and now he's addressing to all the churches, right? Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me, Apostle Paul says, in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Make sure you're listening to the right gospel and not the gospel of mixture of law and grace.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. It has to be based on faith, and agape love is the agape that loves you unconditionally,
mm-hmm,
not based on your performance, based on faith in Christ alone.
Mm-hmm.
Not in yourself, not in other people, in Christ alone. Make sure again, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13. Amen.